Kia ora tātou, ngā mihi o te ahiahi ki a tātou. That's a lot, hey? Heaps and heaps. Like last week. And I hope some of the things that we talked about in terms of answering the questions is helpful. Again, if you have more questions, please ask. Kia kaha te pātai mai. If we look at our schedule, in terms of what we've talked about so far in lecture one, what we covered in that overview of the course was tauparapara pepeha wai te tawhito. Excuse me, please. Lecture two, last week, we covered our broad area of mana, tapu, wahi tapu, whenua, creation, tradition. Tonight, we've really come and drilled down into he haka putanga, o te rangatiratanga o New Tirini, 1835, te tiriti o Waitangi, 1840, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, 2007. Those are the three main areas that we've covered tonight. Now, again, that lesson plan that we're looking for the whakaputanga, for a lesson plan, which is due for he whakaputanga and te tiriti, that's due on the 23rd of August, which is just around the corner. Tonight is the night to ask questions. If you have a question regarding some of the questions that you may have. I really love that question in terms of how's it going to be, Martin, which, you know, way. So again, now that we're clear that whaia makere will be marking it on that structure, I roto I ngā tirohanga o ngā tikahu, based within the view and the context of ngā tikahu tanga. If you don't already have our puka puka, I encourage you to find a whanaunga that does. Most of us that are on and have joined our conversation tonight, we do. Why, again, I'm lifting our puka puka up is because we're going to keep referring to this and using this document as the document. If you want to see how we contextualize the view, the world we live in, the world that we see within a Ngā Tikahu context, it's in here that you will find it. So, he patai. I was wondering about te hakamininga, he hakaputanga, and what readings might be recommended around that. In particular, the relationships with rangatira of Taitokerau and Waikato Tainui, Ngā Tikahu Ngunu rangatira, ngā mihi. Pā Makere?
Ai, kia ora mō tēnā pātai. I will send you a couple of papers that I'm aware of on he hakaputanga, and about he hakamininga. The best material on he hakaputanga and te hakamininga is in that second reading that I gave you on Out of the Waitangi Tribunal. So the Waitangi Tribunal's 2014 report on he hakaputanga and te tiriti. But about the relationships between the rangatira of Taitokerau and Waikato Tainui and Ngā Tikahu Ngunu, the reason that te Whero and te Hapuku signed he hakaputanga was that they were up in the territories, they were up in the Taitokerau at the time. And so they, you know, there was a strong relationship between the Taitokerau and Tainui and Ngā Tikahu Ngunu. The information I have about he hakaputanga comes largely from Nuki Aldrich from Whangaro, who spent a lot of time studying his tupuna who were in te hakaputa, in te hakamininga. My tupuna was in te hakamininga as well, and he was a signatory. That's te moringa. But I will send through a chapter that I have written on he hakaputanga. It's a rather technical chapter on the mistranslation of He Haka Putanga into the English document that the missionaries drew from. But I will send you through that. It gives you some of the background, but as I say, the most thorough background is in the tribunals, report on He Haka Putanga and Te Tiriti, the declaration and the treaty. That's the full title of the tribunal's report. I hope that helps. I'll scout around and see if I can find anything else, and we'll send it out to you. Okay? Kia ora.
Tēnā koe pai, tēnā koe pai a Makere.
Kia ora, he pātai tāku. Mō he tauira, he tauira hakamā.
Okay, pai ana.
Okay. Wondering if it is okay to use clips from these lectures in our class for the lesson plan. Especially Ikenui's awesome explanation and his
absolutely. I mean, and what you need to concentrate on when you're doing your lesson plans is what in practical terms. See, what I want you to be able to do is to use your lesson plan so that you can actually teach. This is what we're asking you to do, is to teach our tamariki mokopuna. They are desperately wanting this information. So use whatever it is you've got access to. And you've certainly got access to the my PowerPoints. You've got access to the recordings of these lectures. Use them. Use them. Use anything you're able to get your hands on.
Another person, I'm interested in hearing some stories about whānau that used to live on the land in the valleys around, say, Pēria, where I teach, and what happened to them when their land was repurposed for forestry and farming. I'm thinking these stories will be powerful for children's understanding.
So we will get to that when we get to the lectures on Te Pā Tū, and that's when I'll be calling on Ikenui and anyone else who's listening from Te Pā Tū Ki Kauhanga to help us out there, because I will deal with what is in the book and the stories that are in the book, in the Ngāti Kahu book, but I would really welcome stories from anyone else who, from those hapū themselves, because when it comes to the individual hapū, I'm fine while I'm in Te Whānau Moana, but I'm out of my depth when I start going into the other hapū. So I'm totally reliant on the stories that have been given to us to put in the Ngāti Kahu book. And we've got some beautiful stories in there. But we will also draw on others to do that. And I understand completely that you would want those, particularly for your own children in your kura and at Pēria. And so when we get to that lecture, which I think is probably about lecture six and lecture seven, but lecture six we deal with Te Pā Tū Ki Kauhanga. So Ikenui, you're on notice for lecture six.
Text me, email me. I'm only a call away. Thank you for that one, Makere. Another question has come through. Can we briefly explore the codicy of He Whakaputanga and what that means? Codicil.
So I'm not sure whether what you're referring to there, other than that, Te Tiriti is a codicil to He Haka Putanga. Is that what you're meaning in there, Shane?
So in He Haka Putanga, there's a section at the end that is the codicil, and it basically says, we are the rangatira who, although we did not attend the meeting in Waitangi, due to the widespread flooding or other reasons, fully agree with He Whaka Putanga and join the Sacred Confederation.
Yes, so, and that's exactly what happened. There was flooding, they couldn't get through, and so my tupuna, Te Moeringa, signs amongst that lot much, much later than the original ones because of the strong tautoko for a statement that says that they are in control of their own lands and that's not going to change.
Is that still open to other hapū to join the sacred confederation, even though it's not a focus of today's world?
Yes, that's certainly been my understanding, that it could. There was a strong push by Pākehā to stop that Hakaputanga being taken around the country, but that ideally, that is what the Hakamininga would have done, was to carry it through the country. And I know that the Hakamininga still exists to this day, but it's always been oppressed and it's always been kept quiet. But that was certainly the aim, was to take it throughout the country and have it signed. But yeah, it never happened, I suppose, but there's nothing stopping it happening, Shane, nothing at all.
Kia ora. Yeah, I'd love to see that process.
Absolutely.
Happen. Yeah, kia ora.
Makare, for the clarity of our teachers, particularly the ones who are going to be developing these lesson plans,
yep.
It's important, I think, to note again that the codicil was actually in Māori. So what Shane has read out is a translation done by our whanaunga Manuka Hinare, but the codicil is there in te reo Māori. Yeah.
Seriously.
Did not
what
do
you
mean? Kei a koe te kanui?
Tēnā koe whāia. Kia ora tātou. And again, what I want to do is try and remind and gently say to you, do the best you can, my friend. Again, if we go back to some of the things that Whaia Makere talked about tonight, you know, she talked about te tiriti o waitangi as friendship and goodwill. If you look at it in te reo and the words and the expressions that are used. So I encourage you to come from and use the best. What are we looking for your genuine effort, basically? You know, from your genuine, and so we've tried to give you now a lot of information where we can go to. In terms of Pēria, that question there, can I just say quickly, in terms of all our schools and all of our ears, find that marae, and most of us have got a Facebook page, start there, in terms of, you know, reaching out and making relationships, because yes, not all of us have got time to come to the school for a meeting, but we can all usually do the same, reply to an email and stuff like that. I really appreciate that question around how we might connect with our hapū and our areas, where Orowaiti is, Pamapuria school is, etc., etc., and how we might help you and assist you around things like who and what, creating local stories by our local people with a local view in mind. Ngā mihi haka whetai ki a koe mō.
No, it's the word COVID. Oh, okay. Thank you very much for that, Rob, Matua Rob, for the codicil. I have in the past described te tiriti or waitangi as a codicil to he hakaputanga, because it was added on. So he hakaputanga is the main document, okay? Especially in the Taitokiro. He hakaputanga is the main document. But then they had to, 5 years later, deal with the lawlessness and allow British immigration. And so they added this additional appendix, which can be referred to as a codicil, and that's te tiriti o waitangi. Now, I know much more attention is paid to te tiriti o waitangi than to he hakaputanga, but in fact, te tiriti is a codicil to he hakaputanga.
Tēnā koe whāia. Kia ora. I want to talk to again to the teachers, because myself as a kaiako, as a teacher, I want to be as active as I can to assist and help our colleagues. The duration. Think of the duration, my friend, when you're creating this lesson plan. Would you really do this in one lesson plan? How long would you do this? Would you do this over a week? Would you do this over 2 weeks? How might we structure this? given that we've talked about he haka putanga and haka mininga, we've talked about te tiriti, we've just heard whaia makere, I'd start at number one. If that was me personally, where would I start? I'd start at number one with he haka putanga. And if you don't get to number two because you can only stick in number one, that's fine. If we might, so you know, in terms of what areas might we, what might we discuss and cover this, and absolutely the social sciences area, in terms of looking at the types of language that is used, speaks, we could talk about literacy for a long, long time. He haka putanga and what its intention is might be something that, you know, or is something. So when Whaia Makere was talking tonight and when I was reading to prepare for this, I was doing a Venn diagram. I encourage you to do your Venn diagram as she's talking. But again, I would go straight into the social sciences, tikanga a iwi, social sciences, and then, you know, where and how might you flesh it out? It screams literacy for days. Can you see this being enacted as a play, as a retelling of a story? The kids themselves, might they make a song out of it, a book? However, that's looking forward. Again, for me personally, I like to start with what is my end result? What am I hoping to achieve? What are my achievement outcomes that I'm looking to do? And then I'll jump the other way and build my structure, my lesson, so that it would support what I'm trying to do. Given that we're trying to educate our people around he haka putanga and te tiriti, where and how might you do that? Of course, we'll be looking for local people and local links. Whaia Makere talked about her tupuna and gave his name. Who were others that we might be able to talk about? There was the issue of the flooding, remember. So those are areas that we might want to talk about. Are we planning a standalone lesson, a series of lessons? What do you think? Can I ask you that? What do you think? If you think you can cover this in one lesson, that is up to you, my friend. I'm not marking this by a marketing is. What I'm trying to encourage us is how we might meaningfully deliver this. Screams a unit plan to me. If I was doing this, I'd create it as a unit plan. I wouldn't try and do this as one standalone lesson plan. I'm coming from a personal perspective. Whaia Makere, can I go to you on that, please?
That's fine. It's however you want to do it. I mean, I did say that it was a lesson plan, but quite frankly, you would have great difficulty doing it in one lesson. Certainly, it's not one lesson when I give lectures at the university on it. It's several. But it's up to you. I mean, I have done it to you today in that I have given you he haka putanga and te tiriti and the declaration in one lecture. You would never dream of teaching it like that to your children in your class. They'll be gone out the door knowing probably less than they came in with because that's for teaching adults. But you know the children you've got. I have asked you to cover both he haka putanga and te tiriti. It's going to be different for, you know, ngā tamariki nohi nohi for the little ones. It's going to be different for, as you get up the age groups, it's going to be different for each one. So, you know, it's up to you how you do it, whether you do one or you do it as a unit or whatever. Up to you, entirely up to you.
I do want to mihi to you, Ryu Ma. I hope I got your name right. Tēnā koe for your question. I hope I'm not insulting your intelligence. And I thank you for asking the question to us this evening around that. Absolutely, how you might do it. Again, what I'd like to remind us all is what Whaia Makere has talked to us about tonight, especially the intention. The intention around he haka putanga, the intention around te tiriti. What happened, what should have happened, is why we're talking about, you know, how we might meaningfully cross these areas. hear screams, a play, a retelling of a play, or a song, writing or creating a song, maybe getting into, absolutely up to you how you might do it. In terms of he haka putanga and why it was created, given that there was a structure already in place and it was working really well, and then you have a group of other people that come in, and then the game changes. Again, you can refer back to what Fire Marketer herself says in her own words. But if we can just simply crystallize and clarify in our own minds as the educators what the major intentions of the lesson plan is around, then that would help us. That would really help us quickly get to the strand that we want to pick and choose. And then when we get to that strand, I encourage you, find your listener, your achievement objective as quickly as you can so that we can get into it. Please, a lot of us is doing this for the first time, and hand on heart, I encourage you, have a go, have a bloody good go, try. And I've written many lesson plans, and it was a dog of a plan, but if it crashes, well, we change it, don't we? We don't carry on beating the same old sad drum. So have a go. If it switches on the lights for you, ka pai, good. That's what we want, that's what we're hoping, is that it makes you enthusiastic as the educator, that we can see a clear beginning, a clear middle, and a clear end with intention of further steps and where we might go after that lesson or in the future with that. Ka pai. I wanted to wrap that and leave it there. Kia kaha te pātai mai. What we do need to do before we run out of time is to do another verse of our waiata. If we're talking about waiata and narratives of Ngāti Kahu, again, I encourage you to go into our document and take some time and have a bit of a read about it. So again, I'm going to page 4 and 5 of our Puka Puka Ngau Whānau. Last week, I believe we were at
Aroha
Maunga
mai,
Tohora. Were we at Maunga Tohora Whai Anahira Whai Makere?
Yeah, I think so. I've got a question come in that's coming to me directly. And can this person and her student teacher also do the lesson plan and submit it with both their names on it? Absolutely. Up to you how you do it. Pai ana.
And I want you all just to not take up time right now, but answer. Would it be helpful for the questions and answers raised in these tutorials to be put into one place where everyone can see and review them and not re-ask them?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Okay.
I don't actually know how to do that myself, so I'm going to give that up to Paya Anahira. Thank you, Paya Anahira. Kia ora tātou. Okay. And we're going to have a little bit of a waiata together, family. And we need to go into our waiata. That waiata is waiata tawhito no Ngāti Kahu. It's on page 4 and 5 of our puka puka. I believe that we're on page 5 and we are at the end of that first paragraph. Te maunga o te rā taha ko maunga tohora. That is the leader's part, or the person, leading the waiata at that moment. We're going as slow as we can. Te maunga o te rā taha ko maunga tohora, tēnā maunga kei roto i te rohe o ngai takoto. Maunga tohora, titiro ki maunga piko. I want to do that again. Tēnā toru whā. Tēnā maunga kei roto i te rohe o ngai takoto. Maunga tohora, titiro ki maunga piko. Maunga piko te maunga koto he te tupuna. Bit of a pause, so please listen. Maunga piko te maunga koto he te tupuna. Going back to the beginning, te maunga o te rā taha is the leader's part. Please, let's all be leaders. Te toru fa. Te maunga o te rataha ko maunga toho rā tēnā. Maunga kei roto i te rohe o ngai takoto. Maunga toho rā titiro ki maunga piko. Maunga piko te maunga ko tohe te tupuna. Ko ngā tikuri te iwi e. Let's jump back to the beginning. Mō rangi nui toru me whā. Mō rangi nui i runga nei, mō papatua nuku e takoto nei, mō ngā maunga hakahi, mō ngā puke kōrero, mō ngā tai, mihi tāngata mō ngā moana e hora nei e. Maunga taniwha te maunga parata, te rangatira ka huti anui te whaiama, maru te waka tokerau, te moana ko ngā tikahu te iwi e. He hei, ka titiro ki ngā whanau ngā e tūmaira ko te pū o te peke te maunga parata, te rangatira ka huti anu i te whaiama, maru te waka te pū o te peke te mātenga o te peke tēnā te maunga o te neirohe o te whānau moana o te rorohuri e. And now to tonight's verse. Te maunga o te rataha ko maunga tohora tēnā maunga. Kei roto i te rohe o ngai takoto, maunga tohora, titiro ki maunga piko, maunga piko te maunga, ko tohe te tupuna ko ngāti, kuri te iwi e. He hei. The next part is a chant, and we do want to cover it tonight. It's said in a haka style. Haere mai maunga piko ki te oneroa a tohe. Backpedaling. Toru me haere mai. Haere mai maunga piko ki te oneroa a tohe. Te timatanga ko ka hokawa. Again, from that chant, you go back into the song. Te timatanga ko ka hokawa, ka pai. I'm going back. Tēnā maunga, toru me whā. Tēnā maunga, kei roto i te rohe o ngai takoto. Maunga tohora, titiro ki maunga piko. Maunga piko te maunga koto, he te tupuna ko. Ngāti kuri te iwi e. E hei. And now the chant. Haere mai maunga piko ki te oneroa atohe. Te timatanga ko ka hokawa nā hara mai i te oneroa atohe ki tā whitirahi. Stop. Listen. Ki tā whitirahi, say it with me, tā whitirahi, toru me pa hi, tā whitirahi. Please listen. Haere mai maunga piko ki te oneroa atohe, te timatanga ko ka hokawana, haere mai i te oneroa atohe, ki tā whitirahi te maunga o te au. Pauri, haere mai ki hukatere. We started in maunga taniwha. We crossed over to te pū o te whike. on the Karikari Peninsula on the Whatupupi side. We go up to Maunga Tohora. We're flowing up right up to the top to Maunga Piko. Now, we've now crossed over to Kaho Kawa, where the story begins, and now we're coming down, and now we're at Hukate. It's in here, you can see the roadmap that we're on, and hopefully it is going, that we're able to keep up with it, and the flow. I want to go from that beginning of what we've covered tonight, Te Maunga o Tirataha, and then we're going to run it through to Hukatere. Te maunga o te rataha toru me wha. Te maunga o te rataha ko maunga tohora. Tēnā maunga kei roto i te rohe o ngai takoto. Maunga tohora titiro ki maunga piko te maunga ko tō he te tupuna ko Ngāti kuri te iwi e, e he ihi. Haere mai mau, ngā piko ki te oneroa, ato he. Te timata ngā koka hoka wana, haere mai te oneroa, ato he. Ki ta whitirahi te maunga o te au pouri, haere mai ki Hukatere. Ka pai, beautiful. Kia ora whānau, appreciate the inquiry for Ngāti Moko Kohi and Pikahu Hapu Loi Pōpata, and I'll connect for whangārua. pere.pōmana@gmail.com, ngā mihi, pere.pōmana. Tēnā tātou. Ka pai. I want to run it from the top. I need to just reinforce this waiata with us, and that's one of the main reasons why I'm here again. If we go to the top of page 4, you see our pepeha kōrero there, you know, ko maunga taniwha te maunga, ko toke rau te moana, ko kahutia nui te tūpuna, ko te parata te tangata, ko māmaru te waka, ko ngāti kahu te iwi. Nice, 6 simple sentences that can run us quickly into this. Last time for this evening before we run out of time. Kati tiro ki a i o matua kore i a mātau, haka moe miti. Mōrangi nui i runga nei, mō papatu anuku e takoto nei, mō ngā maunga hakahi, mō ngā puke kōrero, mō ngā tai mihi tāngata, mō ngā moana e hora nei e. Hi maunga taniwha, te maunga parata, te rangatira kahuti anui te whāiama, maru te waka toke rau, te moana ko Ngāti kahu te iwi e. He hei, ka titiro ki ngā whanaunga, e tū mai rā ko te pū, o te peke te maunga parata, te rangatira kahuti anui te whāiama, maru te waka te pū o te peke, te mātenga o te peke, tēnā te mau ngā o tēnei, rohe o te whānau moana o te rorohuri e. E hei hi te maunga o te rataha ko maunga tohora, te nā maunga kei roto i te rohe o ngai takoto. Maunga tohora titiro ki maunga piko, maunga piko te maunga koto he te tanga te tupuna ko Ngāti kuri te iwi e. Haere mai mau ngā piko ki te oneroa, ato he. Te timata ngā koka hoka wana, haere mai te oneroa, ato he. Ki tawhiti rahi te maunga o te aupouri, haere mai ki hukatere. He hei. It is very repetitive. If we stay in the repetitive style, they'll learn it all. Promise you. This is a winning item that we've taken to nationals and won convincingly with. So for those of you that might want to use it for your kura, the instructions when we got this waiata was learn it properly and teach it to all. So this is me trying to encourage you. If you want to use it for your opu, sing it. But if you're going to start at verse one, then you must get to the end of the waiata, eh? Yeah. We're not doing half a waiata or any of that. We're doing the whole thing every time, which is why we're going to take a systematic approach. I have run out of time, but for everyone that is watching, tēnā koutou, to inform our future is what we're trying to do, so that next year we can hit the ground running as educators and that we might meaningfully be able to impart information to our future within the view and the context, the worldview of Ngāti Kau. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou, tēnā rā tātou katoa, kia inoi tātou, kia tau, kia tātou katoa, te āta whai o tō tātou ariki ai hukaraiti, me te aroha o te atua, me te whiwhi ngātahitanga ki te wairua tapu, ake, 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 āmine. E te whānau, pō Māori e kia tātou. Gona rā kolani, love you papa, gona whaia. Tēnā koutou, morena, pō Māori e.